In terms of clinical perspective, if you think about it, I guess the thing that's the scariest is having a false negative, having a patient who is labeled as having a tumor that's ER negative and they're really ER positive, a patient whose tumor is labeled as being HER2 negative, they're really HER2 positive, because they're being deprived of biologic therapy that has huge impact on their rate of recurrence and survival.
Absolutely.
I mean, can you kind of put that in context globally right now? I mean, you know, it's kind of a basic thing, but if you put it all together, what endocrine therapy, modern endocrine therapy, is offering the patient with an ER-positive tumor in the adjuvant setting, and what trastuzumab is offering?
In the case of trastuzumab, we know that there's a 50% proportional reduction in the relative odds of relapse with 3+ year follow-up now. And the results are highly statistically significant. Moreover, there's a survival benefit associated with trastuzumab in the adjuvant setting, and the magnitude there is about 30 to 33% improvement in survival. So those are, in absolute terms, above and beyond the best available chemotherapy. So those are very impressive results, and above hormone therapy, because all the adjuvant HER2 positive, ER positive patients in those trials did get endocrine therapy concurrently with the trastuzumab. So
I don't think those numbers are that much different for hormone therapy. I mean, you're still looking at about a 50% reduction in relapse.
Yes. Right? I mean, those arguably are probably even a little bit better than endocrine therapy for ER positive disease in terms of proportional reduction in relapse risk. So it's a phenomenal result, and we need to assure that all the patients who could potentially benefit from that have the opportunity to receive it.